Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and it is my privilege. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We had a lot last week to talk about. We've got the State of the Union address coming up this Tuesday. But I'm very concerned about our nation, and I mentioned this. I'm not really a substitute Sunday school teacher, but I did have to substitute and teach yesterday. And, you know, I believe we're reaping what we have sowed or what we've allowed to be sowed here in the United States. And I'm very concerned about the direction we have been going. I have been for a long time, but a week ago, when we're okay with killing babies after they're born, that should scare you to death. So, when did things stop being politics as usual? I'd say it was over 100 years ago. And we're just now waking up? Are you woke? That seems to be the word for the year anyway. Are you woke? I've shared with you many times the Charlie Reese final column, it said it was. And he titled it 545 versus 300 million. Now, I got a letter, postcard from one of you listeners out there, and I do like to hear from you. I don't always like to get scolded. He scolded me a bit, and I think he was right, and I think he was wrong. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today. But regardless of what you think of the numbers, there's another way to look at them, and that's what we're going to do today. Now, I want you to stop and think about this for just a minute with the 545 versus 300 million. In his 545, he included the executive branch, but he only included the president. So that would take that from 545 down to 542. Think about this just a minute. And we're actually closer in numbers in the United States, I believe, to 330 million citizens. And no, we're not going to count the illegal aliens in this with what we're doing here today. So I'm telling you, and I told you last week, that we are having a coup of our own here in the United States. And we've actually been having one for many years. But it had not been exposed as it is today. The vocal socialist Dems and the coward rhino Republicans, they play good cop, bad cop. Have you noticed that? That's what they're really doing. Now, they're all very wealthy. And they're all board members, so to speak, of the Incorporated United States of America. I have a series. We ran it when I still had my newsletter, and I keep hoping things will switch around and we'll get back up to that newsletter, and I'll make it right with everybody when I can. But we ran it for 9 series. It was 9 newsletters about how we became incorporated. So, all rebelling against the Constitution of the United States, all of them, the 544, or 540, what did we say, 2? Yes. Now, he also included the Supreme Court, and I don't know that we really want to include that, but let's just throw these numbers out there, okay? They can't accept this new president because he's not one of them. He may not be what you want, but he ain't one of them. And he's interfering with their way of governing, including with the deep state. Now, we don't have the deep state in this number of 542. We only have the elected, except for the Supreme Court, which is not elected. The fact that they are doing this should scare you to death if you care about liberty and independence. And it should anger you if you ever cared about freedom. If you're okay with it, something's wrong. Perhaps you're okay with it if you prefer big sugar daddy government taking care of you. Of course, you've seen those movies with the gangster sugar daddies, and they get tired of one gal and she disappears and they get another. They, meaning Congress and the president of that day, declared war on drugs, yet that problem has increased instead of decreased. They say they're against the debt, yet that keeps rising. They waged war on poverty, but more and more citizens need a sugar daddy government to help them, to bail them out, to take care of them. And of course, government cannot do this without first stealing that money from you. Gangster government has to take it from the citizens before they can take care of and be the sugar daddies for all those who need help and will vote their way. So let's talk about this today. Let's talk about the coup that has been going on against you and against we the people, against the Constitution of the United States as it stood with its original intent. We need to make noise, and if you don't, things will never get better. Oh, but you can count on them getting bigger. Be the storm, America. You know, I haven't been hearing a lot out of you. You need to be the storm. You need to be angry. You need to be civil, though. And you need to stop looking at people, and I don't think you're the ones doing it. There's a few of you out there. Stop looking at people as where they are financially, where they are geographically, where they are with race, with gender, even with the lifestyle. We need to start looking at each other as if we were family and one. Unless you allow the cooing Congress to take that away from you too, which they are trying to do, things aren't going to change. Now, the State of the Union is tomorrow night. Will you watch? Will you listen? Do you care? Be the storm. Let's bring America home. Now, when you watch tomorrow night, if you do, if you choose to do that, the president's going to talk about several different things. And I have an article here somewhere where it tells me what he's going to talk about. If I didn't misplace it already, I tend to lose things just walking from my desk in here. He's going to talk about foreign affairs. He's going to talk about illegal immigration. He's going to talk about trade. He's going to talk about the infrastructure. He's going to talk about health care. And he's going to talk about foreign wars. And his theme is choosing greatness. Choosing greatness. Now, Governor Cuomo said in a speech last year, and it brought an uproar because everybody was mad. He said, we aren't going to make America great. America wasn't that great to begin with. Now, they all concentrated on that second one. But the first one is the one I want to concentrate on. Because they're not going to make America great for you. They're working on that corporation that they are all board members of. And you elect them. We're going into a break. Choose greatness? Choosing greatness. I'm sure that's got to be a negative phrase, choosing greatness. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. It's not free for all Friday. And I have more to share with you about this too. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I want you to understand, I really, really do, that we have been duped. You know, what's the old saying? I've got to blame us. I mean, really, the American people have been asleep at the helm. We're supposed to be the ones in charge. But we've allowed them to do these things. Now, they have been sneaky. They have been deceitful. But it ain't politics as usual, and it stopped being politics as usual a long time ago. When? When did this happen? Well, even before the things I'm going to mention. But let's just talk about these few, and I want you to know who did them. Now, there were some presidents involved, but it was mostly Congress. So, they incorporated the United States. They made it a corporation, as if it was a business. They implemented income tax. They turned over our currency, our monetary system, to the Federal Reserve outside of the United States. They are not part of the United States. They are outside bankers. They removed the gold standard. And we now have fiat dollars, which are IOUs. They're nothing. Nothing. But that's our play money. That's what we get to go to the grocery store with. That's what we get to do things with. The debt. The debt is a hidden tax, and they keep raising it. One of the fixes that they had the idea last week to fix this problem with the border wall and find the money is to raise the debt ceiling. Really. And this is one that people maybe don't quite get, but it created career politicians, and that was when they the 16th Amendment, instead of your legislature in your state appointing the senators from your state, they are now elected. Popularity. They are elected. So, a senator that maybe came from Illinois or Arkansas can go to New York, some individual, and become senator if they have enough money. If they have enough money, they can go from state to state to state to state and be a senator. Now, examples of that, well, Mitt Romney, you know, he was governor of another state. And he goes back to Utah and he becomes a senator. He's got plenty of money. And he's a rhino. He's big government globalist. He's a rhino. But he got elected because he's rich and he's popular. And they believe he's a good guy. He's got high morals. Well, maybe in some respects in his life, but not in all of them. But this isn't enough. You know, President Donald Trump got elected because, and praise the Lord for our founding fathers' wisdom by Electoral College. And that's what I got scolded about, was this populist vote versus the Electoral College. And while the gentleman that sent me the postcard was correct in some things, he wasn't totally correct. And so I thought, well, you know, I'm going to push the pencil a little bit this morning. Actually, I made somebody else push the pencil for me while I was reading stuff. But if they do away with your electoral college, you no longer have true representation. Now, I have an article here, and I guess this guy's in favor of it. He's a distinguished professor of history. Good for him. But in this article, and it's interesting, and if you read it and just take his word for it, and you believe in big daddy government, sugar daddy government, then you're going to buy it. Hook, line, and sinker. Well, what he's proposing that they do is they turn the Senate into the House of Representatives as far as how it's elected by population rather than two per state. Well, because that's not fair. Some states have more population than others. That's okay if they've got more representatives. But it is fair because it's across the board, all 50 states, two senators. There's a reason they did it that way. There's also a reason that they were supposed to be appointed by that particular state's legislature. They are supposed to represent that state. Now, this guy suggests in here, they represent people, not pieces of land. Well, that's almost logical, isn't it? I mean, that's true. Land doesn't vote. Land doesn't need a sugar daddy. But he goes on and explains in this, and he's fighting for it. I think that's what he's doing. That's what it seemed like to me he's doing. He says here in this particular paragraph, the Senate's lack of population balance infects the Electoral College because each state receives two votes for each senator plus its numbers of House seats. No matter how small the state, it is guaranteed at least three Electoral College votes. In two elections during the state 16 years, in the last 16 years, in the year 2000 and 2016, the popular vote winner lost the presidency in the Electoral College. Prior to 2000, the Electoral College and the popular vote had no divergence. since 1888. He says, as Chief Justice Earl Warren wrote in his for the majority in the iconic 1964 one person, one vote decision in Reynolds versus Sims, he writes, legislators represent people, not trees or acres. Legislators are elected by voters, not farms or cities or economic interests. The principle applies no less to the U.S. Senate than to the state and congressional districts. America's heavily populated states are much more urban and diverse than the highly populated states. The population of the 26 least populous states is 70% urban and 16% African American and Hispanic. They just got to divide us, don't they? The population of the 10 most populous states is 85% urban, 31% African American and Hispanic. All of the top 10 states have at least one major city with a population of more than 450,000 compared to five of the bottom 26 states. You know, those down there who live in Whoville. He goes on and he says, Article 5 of the Constitution, which requires the consent of every state, precludes any reform of the current Senate. However, it would be possible to enact a constitutional amendment that abolished the current Senate, and replaced it with a renamed upper chamber. The reconstituted body could be roughly based on population with, for example, representation ranging from 1 to 8 for each state. He claims this change would mitigate the current Senate's population imbalance, while preserving meaningful representation for small states. I don't know how he gets that, because it seems to me it'd be the other way around. It would recognize that in this age of mobility, most Americans consider themselves citizens of the nation, not of a state, and that most issues before Congress, such as immigration, health care, taxes, and defense, and the environment, are national, not local. Well, sir, we were designed to be governed local. The founders never wanted a large, centralized sugar daddy government. They wanted independence. They wanted individual sovereignty and state sovereignty and national sovereignty. So he's correct. As it is right now with the coup Congress has created. But it's not the way it's intended. They've already messed with it enough, don't you think? It's a coup against you. It's a coup against the Constitution. And they've done it in many different directions in many ways. While we were sleeping. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainability. sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, in looking at these numbers, going back to the Electoral College, going back to the election of 2016, Hillary Clinton received 65,853,516 votes. President Donald Trump received 62,984,825 votes. She had 48.18%. He had 46.09%. But he had the Electoral College because of the districts and the counties and the states that he won. Now, in crunching the numbers this morning, and somebody else was doing this for me, so it was hard for me. It's hard for me to come back here and read it. But what I really wanted him to let me know too was how many voted. I keep telling you, you're the solution. Well, you're also the problem. If you're not voting because you think your vote doesn't count, this election should have proved that wrong. Not only did it count, they tried to cheat you out of it, and you still won. So, 56% of the American people voted. Of the eligible to vote, people voted. Only 56%. And I don't have the number. There it is. 136,669,237. Now, let me put it this way. When we won the Revolutionary War, they said it was just 2 or 3%. Only about a third of the American people are voting in these elections. And you can bet your bottom, Bippy, that the ones who are voting, particularly the ones who are voting socialist, and unfortunately that's the Democrat Party right now. And if you're a member of the Democrat Party, you might as well just say, I'm a socialist. And if you're not, you better go join the Independent Party or something. A third of the people. So do you really care about freedom? Do you really care about independence and sovereignty? Do you really care that we're in a national debt? Do you make the phone calls? Even if the third of those who cared were making the phone calls, we're being the storm, we would see some changes. We'd at least see something slow down. They'd say, whoa, we got to slow this down a little bit. They're kind of woke. They kind of woke, so we got to back off a little bit. There have been so many telltale signs through this last 100 and some years, and no, I'm not that old. And I had a woke experience when I was probably in my 30s, when I realized I too was looking at centralized government. But stop it. Don't accept it. They don't accept your president. Don't accept their big centralized government. You are the government. We were established to be a republic. We have failed from that a long time ago. But you were established to be a republic, a democratic republic. But we failed to keep it. Why did we fail to keep it? Maybe because we're lazy. Maybe because we're apathetic. Maybe because we were too comfortable. Well, are you still comfortable? Are you okay with sending most of your money to Nancy Pelosi right now? The House is supposed to guard your purse. That's their job. So as she jet sets around with the military, and you have to pay over $200,000, almost $300,000 for her to take her little jaunts around to push her agendas, her socialistic agendas. I explained last week that I tried to do it in kind of a cutesy way. You know, frankly, I was a little bit worried. Well, frankly, I'm a lot worried. I've got an article here about China's aggression against the United States of America. And yet, the Democrats want us to, they want to keep pushing this Russia collusion and spending money on these investigations. Yeah, they really care about your purse. Yeah, they really care. $17 million Congress used for their own transgressions. Where do you think that money came from? So they have their little affairs there and their little misbehaviors in Congress. And they pay off. The sugar daddy has to pay them off with your tax dollars. That's kind of how it goes. But the Chinese aggression is getting serious. And I have an article here, and it's from Mike Cutler. So you can go. I'm going to post it. I'll do that after the show. I'll post it on the Facebook page. And you can read that. But he says, Chinese aggression against the USA. And he's written lots of articles. He writes for Front Page News. And you can go to michaelcutler.net, I think. michaelcutler.net or .com is his own website. And this is a retired INS senior special agent. He's been boots on the ground. He knows what's going on. He's got a good grasp for it. Pay attention. So I will post that after the show. And what I'm going to be watching for, and I hope you are too, watch the body language tomorrow night. Are the Democrats going to sit there like this? And Nancy Pelosi going like this? Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do. It says here that the president's going to try and be positive. He's going to try and be nonpartisan. That's what he's going to try to do. After this, and it's not over, I don't know why they said after this, heated debates and little war going on between Nancy Pelosi and President Donald Trump. By the way, shame on you for giving her back the House. And shame on you in the House for giving her back the Speaker. She is a nasty woman. Now, I'm going to throw this out at you, because we're saying sugar daddy, the gangsters. The gangsters made their money on things like drugs, alcohol, and prostitution, harassment. But can you think of any particular reason, right off the top of your head? I don't have any proof of this, but I have thought this for many, many decades. Can you think of any other reason why Congress wouldn't want to stop the inflow at the border? The inflow of immigrants, of illegal aliens, and the inflow of drugs. The cartel pay off the Mexican government. Can you think of any other reason that Congress wouldn't want to stop the inflow? Why wouldn't they want to stop it? Think about it. Don't logic like a liberal. Logic like you're trying to figure out what's happening. Why, when there's a war on drugs, we have more drugs? 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we'll be right back. Familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried My Pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is My Pillow because it fits me. My Pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My Pillow fits you. But there's more. My Pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have a lady that's calling that I haven't heard from in a long time, and I've been thinking about her. Peggy from Illinois. Peggy, how are you today?
Okay, whatever.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Well, Trump.
Okay, what about him?
You know, you've been talking. I listen to you. I don't like you, but I listen to you, and I'm not a fan. And what I want to say is, why doesn't Trump use his own money? Because he's got money, and you know it. So I'm going to let you go. Bye.
All right, Peggy. You know, you're somebody I would absolutely love to take to coffee. I really would. And as for Trump, President Trump, using his own money, we talked about that last week or 2 weeks ago, and he has not taken a paycheck since he came in there. He has given his money to some charity every single quarter. Betsy DeVos, she has not taken a paycheck, and I don't know how many others in his cabinet have not. They are wealthy people. And they do pay their fair share of taxes, regardless of what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Elizabeth Warren with their tippy-tippy-top speeches like you to believe. But asking someone that's wealthy to do it all is selfish. Having a big centralized government has brought the Americans down. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is bringing a guest to the State of the Union on Tuesday. Now, you have to understand, I said to watch for the body language. And I was writing this down while we were in break. Watch the body language. Pay attention to who the guests are. And understand that this is a display on both sides of the aisle. This is a display, and it's all about a show for you. And remember who the actors are. Remember who they are. Now, unfortunately, there's an awful lot of people out there that don't realize that they're being lied to or don't care that they're being lied to. It's okay not to like President Donald Trump if it's for the right reasons. However, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's tweeting out, you know, she's such a sweetie. She's tweeting out, and this is her hint as to who she's going to have as her special guest. And this is a plaque. Express yourself. Well-behaved women barely make history. Well, that's true. If you're going to make history, you got to make a little noise. But you better have your facts right. And you better be telling the truth. Otherwise, you're just another liar trying to get your way, trying to draw attention to yourself. Well, the woman she's going to have is Archila. And I'm probably not pronouncing that wrong, and I'm sorry. But she is Maria Archila. And she is the one who led the demonstration, the protest, the screaming, the hollering, and the spitting upon Senator Flake in the elevator over Brett Kavanaugh. And she says, what you are doing is allowing someone who actually violated a woman to sit on the Supreme Court. Well, first of all, he did not. And since that time, everyone has come out and said that they lied, except for the main accuser, and she's unstable. This is not tolerable, she says. You have children in your family. Think about them. Now, she's yelling and screaming at Senator Flake, who's a little bit weak in the knees anyway. And she's lying. She had no proof, only gossip. Yep, the women were gossiping. Did you hear what he did? Did you hear what was in his yearbook? Gossip. No truth. No anything. But the man keeps a journal. Boy, those get you in trouble. He keeps a journal. And his journal had where he was every day doing whatever it was. I mean, he was just, you know, obsessed with his journal. He's OCD, is that what they call it? Very organized. Well, she's right. If you want to make change, if you want to make history, you have to make some noise. I don't know about bad behavior, but you need to make your voice heard. And this woman made her voice heard, but she didn't have her facts right. Now, another woman that I'm a little upset with is Senator Collins. She didn't. She ended up turning her opinion around, and she did vote for Brett Kavanaugh to put him in the Supreme Court. And she made quite a nice speech, well thought out, well put together. And after that, man, the fundraising came for her. I mean, she's bringing in the money. It said the Republican from Maine raised $1.8 million in the final quarter of last year. Now, Peggy, why don't you tell me, why don't these Congress people, why don't they raise money for our debt like they do for their campaigns? So she did quite the fundraising. And she's brought in buku's dollars. But you know what she said over the weekend or before the weekend? She's not positive that she's going to support President Donald Trump. She doesn't see that she can support any of them thus far of the Democrat Party. If she doesn't support President Donald Trump, she may not be, regardless of her fundraising, she may not win her re-election. That hasn't worked out real well for these people yet, because they haven't come to the realization that the people voted for President Donald Trump for a reason. And the reason was, he ain't one of them. Pretty much that's it. And the promises that he made. his promises to bring constitutionality back, common sense back. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is correct about you need to make noise to make history. But I'm telling you right now, the reason we're in this place we're in is a coup from Congress and you doing nothing about it. If only a third of the American people care, we'll be socialist in the next few years completely and totally. We pretty much are already. So, it's up to you, my friends. It's up to us to make a storm, to be the storm, and to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.